It's a good song to go into something I want to share. You know, Mika Amchi Yisrael, like you were saying before, on a Tuesday night singing about Shabbos Kodesh is not something that's unusual for the Jewish people. Because we're people who are totally lamalim in a zman, and this is lamalim in a makom, like Shlomo said, a little taste of Eretz Yisrael. I always feel like tremendous chizuk and tremendous, if I can be honest, a little bit of sadness when I see Jews from Eretz Yisrael, because it just reminds me again that we need to get to Eretz Yisrael sooner. So maybe you'll take us back with you, if there's room, if you unload a little bit from your luggage. But I want to echo Shlomo's words. It's so special to be here. I'm happy that we're, Baruch Hashem, people came out. And like Yonatan said at the beginning, and everything that Yesh Olam has tried to create, is to bring Jews together. It's as simple as that. It's as complicated and as simple as that. That Jews should come together, that Jews should sit together, and Jews should sing together, and Jews should eat together, and Jews should learn together, and Jews should just connect with one another. And Baruch Hashem, that's what we're doing tonight. So I want to thank everyone as well for being here. I know some people came all the way across the street. I appreciate that. It's a big schlep, so we thank you. And those who came from a little bit farther out, thank you as well. Tonight, Klal Yisrael bring in the 5th of Nisan. And I want to speak about three tzaddikim who are connected to the 5th of Nisan. Tonight is the yard site of a very, very special and holy Jew. Someone whose name basically says it all. And that is the Apter Rav, better known as the Ohev Yisrael. Zecher Tzaddik V'Kadosh Levracha. The Ohev Yisrael, Shmo Kein Hu. He was an Ohev Yisrael, through and through. And to be an Ohev Yisrael and to love every Jew, be'emes, not just to talk about Ahavas Yisrael, but to really, be'emes, to love every Jew, a person has to be a person of tremendous perspective. So, in the schluss of the Tzaddik's Yard site, I want to just learn together from the Ohev Yisrael two lines from his Sefer, from his writings on Pesach. He says an amazing thing that, again, only a person of such perspective, a Talmud of the Noam Elimelech, tzaddik who's buried in Mezhbush, only such a tzaddik could say such a thing. He says, Inyan ha-maror, the idea of maror, that of course is a mitzvah, he says, a mitzvah saseh lechol maror, to remind us of Vayamaru Eschayayam, to remind us of the fact that the Pasuk says that our lives were very bitter in Mitzrayim. Shema Mina, so from the fact that there's a mitzvah to eat Maror, we learn from here, Shezeu Gam Kein Min Yonei HaGa'ula. If we're eating Maror at the Seder, it must be that Maror is also part of the story of Ga'ula. Uvelo ze lo haya Ga'ula. And without the Maror, there couldn't be a Ga'ula. And this is the Kabbalistic concept of mochin de gadlus. Mochin means an intellectual understanding of things, a mindfulness of godless, of greatness, of expansiveness. And then there's a note that's printed in most editions of the Ohev Yisrael by whoever edited and worked on the Rebbe's writings. He had the courage, I guess, to put in a little note, a little editor's note. Mi yitain va'avin divrei kacho. Halavai, I should know what on earth Ohev Yisrael is talking about. Everybody knows that Pesach is galus and it's gula. There's elements of galus, there's elements of gula. That the Ohev Yisrael would say that from the fact that we eat Mar at the Seder, so it must be that Mar is part of the gula. Maybe it's part of the galus. Why are you so sure it's part of the gula? And what does he mean when he says, Zeu ikur mochen de gadlus? This is the essence of expansive mindfulness. Rav Moshe Wolfson, in his volume on the Mo'adim, says that even though the editor of the Ohev Yisrael passed away in 1825, even though the editor of the Ohev Yisrael said, I don't know really what the tzaddik, what the Rebbe's talking about, Rav Wolfson says, I'm going to try to explain a little bit. And he quotes a story about the tzaddik from Kaminka. The tzaddik from Kaminka tragically lost a son on Shabbos. The loss of a child is an impossible thing for anyone to wrap their head around. And somehow the tzaddik of Kaminka, with his superhuman strength, Rav Wolfson says, was somehow able to not become sad on Shabbos. It seems impossible, but that's what the tzaddik did. He somehow was able to control his emotions. It was Shabbos. We were just singing Shabbos Kodesh. Somehow he was able to control his emotions, to not allow his personal unbelievable anguish and sorrow to take away from the feeling of Shabbos. And he asked that a particular type of wine, a very strong type of wine, should be brought out to be served to him and his chevra. And they're drinking this very, very strong wine that a person who's not a wine connoisseur, is not a person who appreciates a good wine, wouldn't appreciate. And as he's sitting there drinking this good wine, thinking about the loss of his own child, he turns to the chevra and he says, you know, to drink such a wine, you have to have a perspective. Meaning, if you're a simpleton, you'll choose grape juice over this wine. You'll choose that nice blue bottle of the bubbly stuff over this wine. You have to be a person who understands what a quality wine is in order to appreciate such a thing. And the Rebbe said, isn't that exactly what our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu is like, especially when a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us those moments? A good wine is not a sweet wine, it's usually a dry wine. And a good wine is not always so easy to drink for an amateur-ish palate, but it requires a certain depth. So the Rebbe said, when a Kodesh Baruch Hu does good things to us, so it's easy for a person to understand. You don't need to be such a malach to understand. You don't have to have such a heart to understand. But to be able to be makabel yisurim ba'ava, to be able to take a beating and to still smile afterwards, to be able to go through a tzara, like the one he was sitting there going through, and to be able to say, afal pichein, I'm not going to allow it to take away from Shabbos, I'm going to hold back my emotions till after Shabbos. He said, that's like a good wine. You give such a wine to a child, they'll never understand. But you give it to an adult, you give it to a gadol, a person can understand that this is not just a bitter wine, a dry wine, this is a high quality wine. So says Rav Wolfson, he says, maybe that's what the Ohev Yisrael is Yartzeit tonight. Maybe that's what he meant. When he said, a person who can eat the maror and understand that maror is part of the story of Geula, not just the story of Galus, but to appreciate the maror, to be able to extract some of the sweetness from the maror, despite its bitterness, that's a person of Mochen de Gadlus. And that's exactly what Klal Yisrael, the Shabbos HaGadol, that's exactly what Klal Yisrael is striving for on the Yomtiv of Pesach. The second tzaddik whose yard sites tonight is the holy tzaddik, the Rebbe of Blizhov, the Tzvila tzaddik, Zecher tzaddik v'kadosh levracha, Rav Tzvi Elimelech Shapira of Blizhov, named for his grandfather of the same name, Rav Tzvi Elimelech of Dinov, the Bnei Yisachar. He was born the year the Bnei Yisachar passed away, and he was named for his grandfather. I once heard of Moshe Wolfson said, he offered as advice for a person who's struggling with emunah, he said, a person has emunah issues, just open up a Tzvila Tzaddik. Open up the writings of the Rebbe of Blizhov. And just look what he does on any page. Any page, open at random. And you'll see the way that he unlocks secrets of Torah. It's Yodua that when he would write down his gematrias, he just knew them. He didn't sit there with a calculator trying to figure them out. He looked at an idea and he said, oh, that has to be this. And it was. Mamish, unbelievable secrets of Torah. It could really be mechazik a person. Again, named for his grandfather, the Bnei Yisachar. There's plenty of beautiful Torahs that one could say from the Tzvila Tzaddik, but I actually want to say something for his name. Say something from his namesake, the Bnei Yisachar. The Bnei Yisachar asks a very simple question. It's the same question we were just talking about. Everyone knows that if you want to fulfill your mitzvah on the Seder night, Rabbi Gamliel says you need to talk about Pesach, Matzah, and Mar. Says the Bnei Yisachar in his ninth Maimer on Chodesh Nisan, Pesach, Matzah, Umar. That's not the order of what Klai Yisrael went through in Mitzrayim. Maror, Vayimaros, Chayayim. First we went through the Tzara, the difficulty. And then Pesach, Matzah, Geula. It should be Maror, Pesach, Matzah. It should be Maror, Matzah, Pesach. Pesach, Matzah, Maror. What's the pshat? How could Maror be at the end? And at this point you know the answer. Bnei Yisachar quotes from the Chidah, who says that again, it's only when a Jew has experienced Geula. When you're in it, when you first encounter the Mara, at first it's so bitter. This is going to break me. This is going to destroy me. I'm never going to be able to overcome this. So much of what Yeshu Olam was created to do is to give a forum for people to just talk honestly and openly that life is sometimes hard, and that life sometimes has maror, and there are challenges that we all face. And if we know that we all face them, it makes it a little bit easier. Pesach, Matzah, maror. Why is maror less? Says the Bnei Yisachar, because after a person experiences geula, after you've tasted a little Pesach, and you've tasted a little matzah, the mechla de me'amnusa, like the Zohar calls it, the food of faith, all of a sudden, now you come back to the maror, and you say, you know what, maror is also part of the geula. That after I experience Pesach and matzah, I have a new perspective on the maror. The maror doesn't have to be so bitter. At first, it's really bad. It's really rough. It's really bitter. But as my emunah grows, and as I taste a little bit of geula, and I have the patience to wait until that geula is megala itself, till it reveals itself in the world, all of a sudden, the person realizes that this was all part of the maror was also part of the master plan. Like the Ohr of Yisrael said, the maror is also, it's also part of the geula, godlin, mochin the godless. To have an elevated perspective, to understand that this is all part of the Jewish story. Or Chaim asks a question, or Chaim HaKadosh asks a question. Yosef HaTzadik was sent by his holy father, Yaakov Avinu, as a shliach mitzvah, to go and check on his brothers. So Yosef goes off to check on his brothers, and next thing you know, Yosef is nearly killed, then he's sold, he ends up in a dungeon, he ends up with horrible accusations against him. It leads to the family of eventually coming to Mitzrayim. It leads to Galus Mitzrayim. The Or Chaim HaKadosh says, if I can ask a simple halachic question. We have a rule. It's a Gemara in Pesachim. Shluchei mitzvah, a person who's on a mitzvah mission, has a protection from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how could it be that the Tzadik Hador, his father, he's Mekayim Mitzvahs Kibur Aveim, he's Mekayim, the command of the Gadol Hador, Yaakov Avinu, Yosef HaTzadik goes to check on his brothers, and next thing you know, where's the protection? Shluchei mitzvah einu nizakin. He's a shliach mitzvah. He's on a holy mission. How does everything fall apart? How does he nearly lose his life? How does he live for years being forgotten by his family, being accused of horrible things, right? Eventually coming to power, but bringing the family, this puts into motion all of Galus Mitzrayim. So how could that be? Shluchei mitzvah, protection. Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, you know what we learn from here? We learn a very simple lesson in patience. It's bad, and then it's worse, and then it's worse, and then it's worse, and then it's worse, then it's a little bit better, but then it's worse again. And next thing you know, we're in Mitzrayim, and it's Avodas Parach. At first it's just a little seduction from the Egyptians, and then it turns into full-fledged slavery. And then it turns into Jews living, being born, dying in Mitzrayim. Until finally, 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 there's that breakthrough. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself in Mitzrayim, Evelo Malach, Evelo Saraf, Evelo Ashliach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bechvodu Va'atzmo comes and saves the Jew who cries out from the depth of that pain. It takes us to Har Sinai and gives us the Torah. And all of a sudden, so maybe it wasn't so bad. Maybe this was all part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's master plan. And Yosef HaTzadik himself recognized that in Mitzrayim. When the brothers come to Mitzrayim, let's learn together one line, probably the shortest, but maybe the most powerful Sfas Emes that I know. Listen to the words of the Sfas Emes. Look how Yosef had such perspective. This is again, Shabbos HaGadol, the Shabbos. Look how a person can have Moichin de Gadlus, have such a perspective. Yosef says in Parshas Vayigash to his brothers, Vayomer Yosef Elechov, Gishuna Eilai Vayigashu. Yosef tells his brothers, come close. They're scared. They're embarrassed. They're mortified. Vayomer ani Yosef Acheichem. I'm Yosef, your brother. Asher Machartem Osi Mitzrayim. You remember me? The brother who you sold to Mitzrayim? Imagine you tore apart our family. The Agmas Nefesh you caused our father. Right? The total misjudgment of who I was. I'm Yosef HaTzadik. Asher mechartem osi Mitzrayim. Says the Sfas Emes in Vayigash, Tav Resh Mem Gimel. Asher mechartem osi. Asher. You know where else we have the word Asher? When Moshe Rabbeinu smashes the Luchos. At the very end of the Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, Moshe, you smashed the Luchos. That could be seen as one of the most tragic moments in history. And in many ways it was. But you know what Hashem said? You know what Chazal understood when Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, you broke the luchos? You know how Hashem saw that? It was painful in the moment, but it was so necessary, it was so appropriate. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Moshe Rabbeinu, I want to compliment you for the luchos asher shibarta. And Chazal say, Rashi brings it, asher shibarta. Yashar koach shibarta. Shkoyach, thank you for breaking the luchos. So says the Sfas Emes in literally a couple of words. Just like Chazal understood asher shibarta, shkoyach for breaking the luchos, Yosef at Tzadik, talk about mochin de godless, talk about a big Jew. To be able to say, asher machartem osi, yashar koach, thank you for sending me to Mitzrayim. Thank you for selling your own brother as a slave to Mitzrayim. Ki nicham Yosef osam, ki zocha lekol ze al yidei amachir. That everything good that ever happened to the Jewish people came from the brothers, sin aschinam, everything that we're trying to get rid of. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a master plan. Yosef looks at his brothers and says, I know you're embarrassed, I know you're so disappointed in yourselves. And you should be, on one level you should be, on a surface level. Vayimar was chayayim, the mar stinks. It's painful, it's difficult. But on another level, Pesach matzah, and then mar. On another level, the mar, says the Oiv Yisrael, is part of the gula. So a Jew finishes Magid at the Seder, and he says, Rabbon Shalom, I want to thank you. Lefichach, therefore, after everything we just went through, Mascha v'gnosu Messiah b'shvach, mitchilo v'devar azar hayov v'seinu, we come to the end of the Magid, and we say, Rabbon Shalom, I want to thank you. Anachnu chayovim lahodos. What do I want to thank you for? And we go through a whole list of all the things that Kadosh Baruch Hu put us through. Me'avdus l'cheirus, me'yagun l'simcha, me'evil l'yomtov, me'afeila l'or gadol. Why not just say thank you, Hashem, for the simcha, for the yom tov, for the cheirus, for the or gadol? No. Lefichach. Therefore, if I understood anything from what we just went through, if I was mekayim Pesach, Matzah, Umar in that order, so then thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Avdus and the Cheres. Thank you for what? For the Shibur and the Gula. Thank you for the Afela, the thick darkness. Because I understand that it's only because of that darkness that I'm able to come to an Or Gadol. Pesach is the Yom Tov of Avram Avinu. The three Avos correspond to the Shlosh Regalim. Pesach is Avraham. Shavuos is Yitzchak. Sukkot is Yaakov Avinu. The Torahites in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. Pesach is Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, the whole life of Avram Avinu is one big story of chesed. So a Jew looks at the Pesach story and says, there's a lot of bitterness, there's some sweetness at the end, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you by the end, I want you to grow up, I want you to come out of Mitzrayim. Ze'akoton gadol yi, I want you to become a gadol, moichin the godless, I want you to be a big Jew. I want you to be able to come to the end of the story and to be able to look back and to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was all worth it. Asher machartim, yasher koach. Thank you, Rabbanu Shalom, for selling me to Mitzrayim. Thank you, Rabbanu Shalom, for putting me through the most difficult things in my life. We're holding on now. We're sitting here in the end of days. What's referred to in a Mishnah at the end of Sota as the Ikvas of the Mashiach, the footsteps of Mashiach. So many steps, you know, it's been a lot of steps. Tzaddikim have been saying for hundreds of years, the last couple hundred years already. We're in the final steps of Mashiach. The Chavetz Chaim, who passed away almost 100 years ago at this point, said we're in the Ikvas of the Mashiach. It's a lot of steps. It's a schleppy journey, you know, to get through these final steps. And it's a lot of vayimaru eschayehem. It's a lot of vayimaru eschayehem. Everyone was celebrating in a certain sense, such a bittersweet experience of, like Shlomo was describing, the body of a kadosh, a Jew who died al kiddush Hashem. Hashem should avenge his blood. Coming to a proper kavur after so many years. And there is an element. A lot of Jews felt that there was such an achama in that. Right? But it's so bittersweet. Because it was a Yid who died for being a Jew, for wanting to protect Am Yisrael, to protect Eretz Yisrael. And yes, there's a little bit of a nechama after years and years of waiting to know that such a guftar came home and was given a proper kvuras Yisrael. Right? But it's a vayimaru eschayim, it's so bitter. Maybe you could suggest that's why vayimaru eschayim is gematria ikvas of the Mashiach, 936. This is a period where, on the surface, it's really bitter. But like the Oiv Yisrael said, a big Jew has to be able to look back when it's all said and done and say, we know it's going to end with Mashiach. So maybe we can understand a little bit right now. We can understand it as it's unfolding. Maybe we can understand, like so many tzaddikim pointed out, that Vayimaras Chayeim 936 is also the same gematria as 13 times Chesed, the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim, 13 times Chesed, every expression of Chesed possible, 936. Lefichach, therefore, Anachnu Chayavim Lahodos. The Jew sits at the Seder and says, I'm Chayav, I have to force myself. I have to force myself to say, thank you Hashem for the Avdus, thank you Hashem for the Shibud, thank you Hashem for the darkness. HaKadosh Baruch, I understand this is all part of the master plan. But I told you there's three tzaddikim I want to talk about tonight, so I want to talk about one last tzaddik. And this is the most controversial one. The 5th of Nisan. It's not a yahrzeit. There are many who during these days, the beginning of Chodesh Nisan, we don't say Tachnun, it's a big source of celebration for some Jews. There's a practice, as we experience the days where the Nesiim and Parshas Naso brought their karbanos, each one brought their special offering. There's a practice that some have to read the Nasi of each day. Some even read it from a Sefer Torah, some read it from a Chumash. They're very special days. These are special days. The Tzaddikim, the Bnei Yisrael, we mentioned a moment ago, said that each day of the first 12 days of Chodesh Nisan corresponds to the 12 months of the year that's up ahead. Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rosh Chodashim. We're paving, these 12 days are paving the whole calendar, are charting for us the entire calendar year. Tonight and tomorrow is the 5th of Nisan. Who is the Nasi? Who is the Nasi who brought his karvan on the 5th of Nisan? Bayom HaChamishi, Parshas Naso, on the 5th day. Nasi Livnei Shimon, Shlumiel ben Tzurishadai. Shlumiel ben Tzurishadai. Does anyone recognize that name? The Nasi of Shevet Shimon. The Medrash in Parshas Pinchas says he had another name. He was also known as Shaul ben Aknanis. Is that helping a little? But he had a third name, which is probably the most famous name, or maybe the most infamous name that he was known by, and that, of course, is Zimri ben Salu. A Jew ducks his head a little bit. You get to the end of Parshas Balak, the beginning of Pinchas. It's so uncomfortable. You read about a Jew, Zimri ben Salu, better known, or perhaps also known, as Shlumiel ben Tzurishadai, the Nasi of Shevet Shimon, who's involved in a horrible public display of arayos. Pinchas, an emistic aknai, comes with his spear in his hand and kills them. Klal Yisrael are crying, no one knows what to do. That a Nasi should commit such an avla, a public disgrace. And yet there were many tzaddikim, there were many, many tzaddikim, from the Meir Shiloach of Ishbitz, to Yonasan Eibshitz, to the Satmar Rebbe, to Rav Moshe Wolfson. There are many tzaddikim, and many, many svarim, who all tried to be malamid tzchus on Zimri ben Salu. The Satmar Rebbe said, could it really be that he's so bad? How did he become a Nasi? Did he run a good political campaign? He got a lot of signatures. How did he become a Nasi? You know how he became a Nasi? It was picked by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked him to be the Nasi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked him to be the Nasi. And he was obviously a Baal Ruach HaKodesh, because when each of the Nasiim brought their karban, the exact same karban, they were mechavin, somehow with Ruach HaKodesh, as all the Svarim describe, to bring exactly that karban. And he was a Nasi, he was the head of a tribe. So, he can't be so easily dismissed. He's a son of Shimon, a son of Yaakov Avinu, according to Chazal. He's not a lightweight. He's not someone to easily be pushed aside. And Rav Moshe Wolfson writes in Parshas Pinchas, in the Munas Itecha, if you really hold, yeah, everyone's being asked to place your bets. If you really hold that Zimri ben Salu, that Shaul ben Aknanis, that Shlumiel ben Tzurishadai, the Nasi of Shevet Shimon, was such a Rasha, was such an Avarian, was such a bad guy. So says Rav Moshe Wolfson, so maybe you should say Tachton tomorrow. Maybe you should say Tachton tomorrow. You don't hold of it? Why don't we say Tachton during these days? Because the Nasiim brought their Karbanos. So if you hold that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bad pick, HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his draft pick, picked Shlumiel ben Tzurishadai, and it was a bad call, turned out to be a big bust, so then maybe you should say Tachton tomorrow. I don't think anyone's saying Tachton tomorrow. No one's going to be machmir to say Tachton tomorrow. So it must be, says Rav Moshe Wolfson, and he has the most magnificent mimer explaining what the kavana was of Zimri ben Salu. Again, on a simple level, it was a terrible avera. Right? But there's a deeper dimension to it. There's a deeper set of eyes that a Jew can look at Zimri ben Salu and Shlumiel ben Suri Shaddai and be able to say, you know what, maybe even there, maybe it's not as bad as it looks. Maybe it's not so bad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about to decide if he's taking Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim again. Chol dor v'dor chayev adam liros es atzmo. So I'll ask you, maybe it's hard for us to place our bets on Shlumiel ben Suri Shaddai. Maybe we don't want to poke our head into that. But you know what we have to poke our head into? Chayev adam liros es atzmo, ki iluhu yatsami Mitzrayim. So I'll ask you, did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make a bad took us out of Mitzrayim? Chayev adam liros es atzmo. 49th level of Tumah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, yep, that's who I choose. Those are my people. That's who you pick, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 49th level of Tumah. That's who you pick? That's who you're going to pick to be Am Yisrael, Klal Yisrael. That's who you're going to give your Torah to. The angels are fighting the Rabbono Sholem, tooth and nail, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what are you doing? Halo of the Avodah Zarah, Bahalalo of the Avodah Zarah. It's a bad call, Rabbono Sholem. You're not going to get any nachas from Klal Yisrael. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, year after year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I see it differently. On the surface, maybe you're right. Maybe it's a bad call. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I look differently at Klal Yisrael. When Rashi says that 4/5 of Klal Yisrael died in Mitzrayim, and only 1/5 came out of Mitzrayim, so I once thought you could say the following pshat. Maybe you could say the following. Maybe every Jew really got out of Mitzrayim. The Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us, it's based on a medrash, that every Jew has 5 dimensions to their soul. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida. Different levels of soul. Again, there's a lot to say about each of them. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida. And the Sfarim HaKadoshim say that sometimes our Nefesh falls in the mud, and sometimes our Ruach, which is even holier than our Nefesh, can also be damaged. And sometimes our Neshama, which is even deeper, can be damaged. And sometimes Chaya, the 4th dimension of the soul, can be damaged. But there's something called the Pintel Yid. There's a point within a Jew, a dimension within a Jew, that is completely, completely untouchable. That is as pure, Elokai, Neshama, Shemesat, Tabi, Tahorei. A level of soul that is perfectly pure, that no Aveira in the world could take away, could damage. So maybe what it means, on a deeper level, when it says that 1/5 of Klal Yisrael got out of Mitzrayim, maybe it means that every Jew got out of Mitzrayim. Maybe 4/5 of our souls were destroyed in Mitzrayim. But there's a 5th dimension. There's a dimension called what? There's a dimension called Yechida. Right? There's a dimension called Yechida, a depth of a Jew that can't be touched. So maybe the entire Jew got out in the zchus, in the merit, of that 1/5 of the Jew that couldn't be taken away by all of the mitzvah, by all of the suffering in Mitzrayim, by all of the tumah, the 49th level of tumah, but there was a level that we didn't fall to. There was a part of herself that remained pure, that remained holy. You can even say an amazing remes. The Sfarim say, if you add up the gematria of Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida, it's 1,099. It's the same gematria as Shlumiel ben Suri Shaddai. So maybe tonight we can get a lot of chizuk. So it's Yisrael's yard site, it's the Blizhev Rebbe's yard site, people, tzaddikim, who are megalis, sodos haTorah, are such deep perspective. But it's also a day where Shlumiel ben Suri Shaddai, right, brought his carbon as a nasi. But the end of the story was a big mess. Maybe it's not the end of the story yet. Maybe if we wait a little bit longer, maybe Yosef being sold to Mitzrayim was bad, and then bad, and then bad, and then bad. But then maybe eventually, Yasher Kalach, Asher Machartem Osi, thank you for selling me to Mitzrayim. I want to just end with a maisa that I read, which is so unbelievable. This is my Pesach maisa. I only found it a year ago. But this is Tol Mashiach, this is my Pesach story. It's waiting for a good opportunity to share it. Rav Moshe Mordechai Biederman of Lulav, the grandson of Rav David Lulaver. Tzaddik Kadosh passed away in 1987. Mamish, a person who all the maror was brought to him. People with all sorts of issues came to him and just unloaded, came to him looking for a bracha, looking for an eitzah, looking for someone with a little mochad the godless to just lift them up and to pull them out. He said one year, 1980s, probably early 1980s, He said a couple weeks before Pesach, there was just he was living in Bnei Brak at the time. Tragedy after tragedy after tragedy after tragedy, tzara after tzara after tzara, maror after maror after maror after maror. And he decided he's coming to the Seder that you're ready to fight. And he came to the Seder, and he said the following tefillah. Because as much as we're talking tonight about how a Jew can turn maror into something sweet, we don't want maror, and we daven every morning. Kodesh Baruch Hu, please don't bring us nisyonos. Please don't bring us any more maror. It's enough to try to sweeten the maror that we've been through. We'll try to be people of perspective. Shabbos HaGadol, Mochen de Gadlus. We'll try to have perspective on the maror we've been through. We don't need any more maror. So Moshe Mordechai Biderman turned to the Rabbono Shalom at the Seder. Magid. When a Jew turns to the Rabbono Shalom, when a child turns to Avinu Shabashamayim. And he said, Rabbono Shalom, Holach Ma'anya. Holach Ma'anya. And here's how he said it. He said, Rabbono Shalom, I have a tain on you. It's been a long time. It's been a lot of mar. Tzadik who lived not so long ago, 1980s. Post-Holocaust. Post everything else that's happened since Chorban Bayis Shem. It's been a lot of mar, 1900 years of mar. So he said, Rabbono Sholem, Halach Ma'anya. Or as some have, a Nusach, Hey Lach Ma'anya. Halach Ma'anya, the way the Rebbe said it, Moshe Mordechai Biderman said, he said, Hashem, Ha, Halach Ma'anya, or Hey Lach Ma'anya. Here you go. Halach Ma'anya, take the Lach Ma'anya, Lechem Oni, the bread of affliction. Ha means like here it is, you know, like it's yours now, like enough. Like we thank you very much. We had our fair share of Lach Ma'anya. Ha Lach Ma'anya, here it is. Here's the bread of affliction. Take it back. We don't want it anymore. Hey Lach Ma'anya, here it is. Take the Lach Ma'anya. Thank you. Rabbono Shalom, we're good. We've had enough Lach Ma'anya, enough Lechem Oni, enough broken bread. And if you'll say, Rabbono Shalom, Moshe Mordechai Biderman, what a chutzpah. So I'll tell you why I feel that I have the right to be so chutzpahdik. He says, Rabbono Shalom, my name is Moshe. So you know what? I'll follow the lead of Moshe Rabbeinu. If you don't like what I'm doing, Macheni Nami Sifrecha. You want to erase me from the book? You want to erase all my zchuyos? Take away my zchuyos. Hey Lach Ma'anya, but we're done. I'm putting my life on the line. Imagine? The tzaddik said, Rabbono Shalom, Macheni Nami Sifrecha. Asher Kasab. Just take me out. You want to use up all my zchuyos? All the Jews I cried for, all the Jews I davened for, all the Jews I gave brachos to, I gave etzes to. A life of listening to people's mar. Rabbono Shalom, I'm putting it on you now. My name is Moshe. Macheni Nami Sifrecha, if that's what you need to do. And if you'll say, that's still not enough, so I'll tell you something else. My name is Mordechai. Mordechai also knew a thing or two about Mesiras Nefesh. So maybe the combination of my name, I'm a Shtikul Moshe, I'm a Shtikul Mordechai. Right? Rabbono Shalom, I'm prepared to fight you on this one. Hey Lach Ma'anya. It's time for you to take away the bread of affliction. And he finished, of course, that paragraph. Hashata hacha l'shana haba ba'aret Yisrael. Enough of this. And he was in Eretz Yisrael. But he said, it's time to come back to the Eretz Yisrael that we all imagine. Eretz Yisrael Geula. We're able to see that the Maror is actually part of the Geula. And we're able to rejoice over the Maror as well. So Mirtz Hashem. The schus of coming together. Hey Nisan, it's a chosh of a night. When you don't say tachtin tomorrow, think about why you're not saying tachtin tomorrow. And think about, did the Rabbono Shalom make a mistake when he picked Shlumiel ben Tzvi Shaddai? And then make it personal, say, did the Rabbono Shalom make a mistake when he picked Klal Yisrael? And is Rabbono Shalom about to make another mistake when he picks us once again? And of course, deep down inside, we all know the answer to that question. So Amir Tz Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take away all the Mar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take away all the Lechem Oni, and should be Zochet to return all together with Shlomo, to return to Eretz Yisrael with the Gula Shleim of Meher B'Yamin. Amen. Amen. La 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 la
someone asked